Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Brother Bynum. Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Good evening. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm awesome. Tremendously blessed. This
absolutely.
Is Director Stone.
Hey, Director Stone. This is Sam Harris with Sam Jen. We're ready to get started.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I'm going to mute my phone and I'm going to listen in. I have some individuals texting me. I'm going to respond to them.
Okay, great. So good afternoon, brothers and sisters. This is Sam Harris with Sam Jen Residential Commercial Realty, and I want to thank Brother Bynum and Brother Aziz for having me on the platform to be able to continue talking about the Black Belt districts. We had a great conversation last week, engaging with everyone, and the ironic thing is that we're all talking the same language. We just have to start doing it together. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight, is that we need to connect the dots. We need to stop shotgunning it, and we need to get laser beam focused on rebuilding our communities. Instead of having a seat at the table, we need to create our own table. That's what we have to do. So what I would like to do, while we got more people that are going to be logging in, I want to take a moment to kind of breathe. We've had a tumultuous last week, and there's been a lot of things going on. So I think before we proceed in talking about what we are doing and what we are going to do together, we need to take our moment of silence and think about the brothers and sisters that have lost their lives at the hands of individuals that are supposed to protect us. And that's why it's so important for us to get laser beam focused and working together to where we can overcome the financial obstacles that has rid our communities of deprivation of capital and opportunity. So I just want to think about the brothers and sisters last week that lost their lives, and we have families that are on edge. We have communities that are on edge. And I just want to take at least 30 seconds in a moment of silence. All right. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for taking that moment of silence for our community, for our family, for the future generations. And again, my name is Sam Harris with Sam Jen Residential Commercial Realty. I am a developer, an opportunity zone advisor, and broker out of Tampa, Florida. We're focused on rebuilding the block, our communities, one community at a time. And we're going to do it through a concept that we call the Black Belt Districts. What a lot of people did not know when we were talking about Black Belt Districts, you keep hearing people saying Black Wall Street. Black Wall Street could not have ever happened if there wasn't a Black Belt. The Black Belt goes from Galveston, Texas, all the way up to Harlem, New York, and even some parts of Chicago and Michigan. Of course, Detroit and, of course, the South Chicago side is referred to as the Black Belt. For those of you that don't know who Jesse Bingham is, Jesse Bingham was one of the first African-Americans to develop his own bank and real estate brokerage, and he developed the South Side of Chicago, which he never gets credit for. But we're going to make sure that we bring back the history into everything that we do so that we can elevate our ancestors to the higher level that they deserve to be elevated to. So last week, when we talked about the Black Belt districts, George Floyd had just happened. The verdict came in, and everybody was taking a sigh of relief, and they were like, this is justice or accountability. And there were so many of us that says, hold on a second. We can't go celebrating and get faked out. We have to continue working on getting the financials so that we can go build our own table to control our own communities. The Black Belt District is about getting at least 51% of the ownership of the block owned by people that look like you and I all across the United States. When we do this, we have to do it together. When I look across the landscape from Elizabeth, North Carolina, to Durham, North Carolina, to Virginia, to Selma, to Birmingham, to Tampa, New York, Oakland, Los Angeles, Detroit, Galveston, Texas, Houston. When we look all across America, throughout the Black Belt, what we find, Sister Stone, is that there are a lot of great ideas, and there are a lot of individuals doing a lot of great things, but we're not doing it together. It is not laser beam focused. So what we are calling for the people in this group to help us in the diaspora to be able to come together in unison and have a singular focus. And if you're on this call, whether you're in California or New York or Florida, wherever you're at, realize as an African-American man or woman, without Selma, Alabama, most of us would not be on this call. Most of us would not be doing what we do or live where we live. Less than 55 years ago, most of us couldn't live in the communities that we live in or go to the hospitals that we visit or eat at the restaurants that we eat in. It hasn't been that long that we were denied almost every facet of economic mobility within America. Less than 55 years ago. We cannot forget that. But what's happening is that we're so splintered that we cannot accomplish one singular goal together because we're going in different directions. The call to action is that we want to talk about three initiatives that Sam Jin is bringing forth to New Africa Business Association and all the people in the network and the diaspora, is that we need to, number one, convene every entrepreneur that is serious about investment, redevelopment, creating high-growth entrepreneurs, creating high-growth industries that we own and control. And we believe that the perfect place for us to do that is for us to go to South Alabama on the first holiday that's a national holiday for Juneteenth of 2021 on June 18th and 19th. It's not going to just be a celebration. It's going to be a strategic planning on how we can come together as businessmen and women to be able to not only buy up the block, but rebuild the block and create the next growth wave for our communities, whether it be cryptocurrency, architect, design, real estate, finance, engineering, carpentry, construction, agro-farming, solar, power. We need all of these things in our community where we own and control every industry. And Selma, Alabama gives us the ability to be able to start virtually with a blank canvas. Because when the March on Montgomery in Selma, Alabama in 1965 happened, what a lot of people don't know is that the U.S. military pulled out of Selma. They closed Craig's Air Force Base. For more than 50 years, that base has sat dormant. No activity other than special guests that will fly in and fly out for the celebration of Bloody Sunday. What we're telling entrepreneurs, business leaders, nonprofits, churches, please stop just celebrating Bloody Sunday, because there's more to celebrate in our communities than just tragedy or things that help us always stay in the past. We need to move forward and being in the future. And by moving forward and being in the future, it's going to take us doing it together. So the first initiative that I want to recap from last week is Juneteenth, June 18th and 19th, we're asking for serious entrepreneurs that want to put capital into investing into cities like Selma, but also cities all across America to be there. And we're asking for them to pledge a $25,000 commitment either individually or as a group of five. And what we're asking you to do is to go on New Africa Business Association website, and we want you to make that pledge. So that's the first initiative. I'm going to take a brief pause. If anyone has a question, please go ahead and engage me right now, and I would love to ask questions about or answer questions about the celebration of Black Belt Investor Tour that we're going to be doing in Selma. So I'm open for questions. Okay. Sister Stone, do you have any questions? Is there anybody on the line that has questions?
I'm sorry, I had my phone muted. No, Brother Harris, I don't.
Okay.
I don't have any questions.
Okay, great. Well, I will go on to the next initiative. Is that we talked about last week with Brother Parker, and we were discussing opportunity zones. When we look around our communities, how many African-American generational businesses do you see? How many blocks are owned by African-American entrepreneurs in any city that you see? If you can name five businesses that's within your that's been around for more than 35 years, my hat's off to that community. But we travel all over the country, and we have not been able to come up with five African-American businesses that have been in business for at least 35 years or greater that has built generational wealth, that's employing people, that own up the block. And the reason why that has not happened, it happened by design. And it happened because we, as African-Americans, we did not have access to capital. Whenever we went we got turned down. Whenever we went to buy a home, there was this thing called redlining. Redlining prevented African-American families, men and women, from owning properties in certain areas. If you look at the deeds to some of the properties that you may own right now, you may find in those deeds what's called restricted covenants. Restricted covenants prohibited an owner that was white from selling their property to someone that was African American. That prevented us from building wealth, having the opportunity to be within a capitalistic society to where we can leverage those opportunities to build big businesses. The reason why in African American communities that we see most of the most thriving business happens to be a barbershop, a beauty salon, a funeral home. Those are the most thriving businesses in African American. What we're saying is that we have to change that. We want to have high growth IT companies that we own. We want to have high growth franchise development companies that we own. We want to have high growth solar and farm, grocery, supply chains, create our own Amazon. Why are we giving all of our business to Amazon? as opposed to giving our business to each other. If we work together and we band together with a singular focus, we can do this. And the greatest way that we've been able to see for this to happen is through opportunity zones. Opportunity zones is a legislation that was passed back in 2017. It allows private capital to be invested directly into distressed areas of America. Right now, there's 8,700 plus opportunity zones all across America. Most of those opportunity zones are in very rural areas or urban areas. It's either where there's a high concentration of poor whites and others, or a high concentration of African Americans that are poor, that have no capital, that are running from job to job trying to make it work. 8,700 opportunity zones across America. And when I read the legislation, it says that we can get private capital. There's over $6.9 trillion of money that was derived from what's called capital gains. So if you sold a piece of real estate, you sold a business, cryptocurrency, or any asset that created a capital gain, instead of you paying taxes to Uncle Sam, if you put that money to work in one of these opportunity zones through an opportunity zone fund, you will get a reduction in your taxes. Originally, for those that took advantage of it, it was up to 15%. That window has passed, but now it's 10%. But that's nothing compared to the long-term benefit. The long-term benefit is if you took $100,000 and you put into a Selma, Alabama, and let's just say that you help redevelop a historical building, and that community begins to thrive over the next 10-plus years. 10 years, one day down the road, that building that you would have invested in, is, let's just say it's worth $1 million. If you decided to sell it, you would pay zero taxes on all of the gain. And what really gives me a really joy is to know that we have African-American men and women like Hill Harper, like Naja Roberts, that are out creating the first African-American cryptocurrency. The other aspect of Opportunity Zone legislation is called Opportunity Zone Business. So imagine if you have a business in an Opportunity Zone and you develop that business to where you hire intelligent employees that were high-growth employees and you were a high-growth entrepreneur. That little small idea that you had for a tech startup or for a manufacturing startup or for some new innovation that the world has not even seen yet, and you start that little small business and it grows to be worth millions of dollars, you would pay zero taxes on the gain of that business after 10 years one day as an opportunity zone business. That's what is exciting about the Opportunity Zone legislation, and we are proud to announce that we're launching the Black Belt Opportunity Zone Fund on first. We're looking for serious individuals that want to invest capital into redeveloping over 100 cities across America, across the Black Belt. See, Booker T. Washington, when he coined the phrase Black Wall Street, what he forgot to tell the people is that the Black Belt is what built the Black Wall Street. Without the Black Belt, Black Wall Street would not exist. Tuskegee University was created in the Black Belt. W.E. Du Bois said that the Black Belt is where the harness of all the wealth and intellectual knowledge in his book that he wrote back in 1902. Dr. Martin Luther King talked about the Black Belt District when he was in 1962, when he was in jail. He wrote a letter, and he was discussing about how the Black Belt District not only rings from Alabama, it goes way up to past the Virginia area. If you think about Malcolm X in his speech called The Ballad of the Bullet, within the first 2.5 minutes, he talks about Harlem as the Black Belt of New York. So if you hear what I'm saying, the wealth of America was built in the Black Belt. The Black Belt goes from Galveston, Texas, all the way up to New York. What we're saying is, as African-American businessmen and women, we're going to reclaim the Black Belt. And how we're going to reclaim it is we're going to own it. We're going to buy the historical cities that have been left behind. No one is doing anything on to be able to help. Does anyone have a question? So we're looking in the Black Belt District to be able to find the next Robert Smith. We're looking to be able to find the next Bill Gates. We're looking to find the next Booker T. Washington. So when we look at the Black Belt District, we're not just talking about creating high-growth businesses. We're talking about creating entire new manufacturing systems to where we can develop our own building materials. If you look around America today, if you look at housing, it's at an all-time high. People are bidding on homes without even looking at them. Homes are up 15 to 20% in some states. There is a shortage of building materials. So what that tells us, when you think about it from an intelligent standpoint, is that if there's a shortage in building materials, that means there's opportunity for us to be able to build a new industry. And that's what we're looking to do, is that we want to build new industries throughout the Black Belt by using Opportunity Zone funds and the Opportunity Zone legislation. So we want to use the investment by getting individuals within our network in the diaspora with New Africa Business Association. Make your pledge. Pledge to be able to make that commitment. And our goal for the fund is to raise over $100 million in the first round. We know $100 million is not near enough, but that is the starting point that would allow us not only to redevelop the block in Selma and be able to have a place that we can have that we call back home. If you think about every major group, whether they be Greek, Asian, white, Latino, Jewish, they all have their own culture centers. They all have their places where they can go back to and they call back home. What we're trying to do is to create the back home for African Americans so that we can be able to have a place where our kids can go and be welcome and not feel like they're in fear of their life and that they feel like they're at home, that they're with their aunt or their uncle or their grandfather or their grandmother or their brother or their sister. That's what we can do if we do it together. So my brothers and sisters, if you're out there, if you have questions, I'm urging you to post your questions, and I'm more than happy to be able to stop my presentation so that we can help the audience understand not only do we need your help, we need you to commit your help by going to the New Africa Business Association and making that pledge. So with that being said, I'm going to move into the numbers. Why do we need $100 million? The $100 million is going to allow us to invest directly back into African-American businesses. We're tired of begging people at the bank, at the government, at the local civic association, at the local county office. There is no reason why we should be begging for crumbs when we spend over $1.6 trillion as a group. If we would just band together and say, hey, we're going to put some committed capital. And if we got 4,000 businesses, 4,000 groups, like the men and women that are on this call, to make the commitment to do $25,000, we would be able to raise the $100 million in 60 days or less. So if we break it down through 25 states, we virtually need 160 businesses across 25 states per state. So we need 160 African-American firms or groups in 25 states that cover the Black Belt. Not 50 states, but just 25. If we got those men and women to muster up the courage to say, hey, enough is enough. I'm tired of seeing what I'm seeing in my community and knowing that we cannot do this alone. We have to do it together, because here's what's going to happen. When we're able to have that laser beam focus and building up Selma, Alabama, that is going to become the blueprint for us to go to Durham, for us to go to Elizabeth, New York, for us to go to Little Rock, for us to go to Houston, for us to go to Memphis, to Mississippi, or to Baton Rouge, or to Detroit, or to New York, or to Harlem, or to the Bronx, to D.C., to Atlanta, Tampa, Miami, Orlando, wherever our people are at, and that they have the ability to dream big and think big, and they have innovative ideas and companies that we can be able to galvanize so that we can build a bigger footprint within our community, that's what we're going to do. So it's pretty easy. I'm a numbers guy. I take all of the fuzz and all of the chatter out of the way. And what I want to think about is just the numbers. We need to raise $100 million for this first fund. And to do that, we need groups across America. Yes.
This is Shalora Williams calling. I just have a couple of questions. Your proposal, is it written out with an outline with the numbers? Secondly, are the landmarks identified as far as where the deeds are, the assets, or is this more research that must be done?
Okay, so great question, sister. Thank you for the question. So the answer is yes, we do have a written plan. And when it comes to the assets that we are acquiring, we've already acquired 3 historical buildings in Selma, and we're looking to acquire more, but we cannot do it by ourselves. So what we're doing is identifying properties, not just in Selma, but all across the United States. As we'll assemble that information booklet of opportunities, the people within the network and the diaspora, when you come to Selma, if you're chosen, because it's by invitation only, not anybody can just come to this event because space is limited, and we want to make sure that we're working with people that want to help us move forward, because talk is cheap. We got to stop talking and we got to act. So that was a great question. We have a written plan. That written plan will be presented to those individuals that make the commitment to come to Selma and to see what we're doing. We're not asking you to believe what I'm telling you. We want you to come and see, because seeing is believing. When you can get there and you can see the opportunities where Dr. King walked, where Rosa Parks, Mrs. King, Malcolm X, John Lewis, all these freedom fighters fought for our freedom to be able to say, hey, we can do this, and we no longer have to sit back for the status quo. When you can think about that amount of intellectual knowledge and history was galvanized in one place, this is the place that we have to call back home and is worthy of us investing and owning the block, because if we don't do it, it is going to go into ruins. There are buildings that have been sitting for over 50 years that have been neglected on purpose, because what they're trying to do is bleed the community dry so that all the African-American people will be pushed out. And then as soon as that happened, just like they did in downtown D.C., in New York, in California, Bruce Beach, as soon as they push us out, they come in with all the money, and they build these nice towers and these nice condos and these nice buildings. What I'm saying to you, why not us do that? Why not us be the ones that build the hotel industry, rebuild an entire district to where you have mixed-use development so that when people come to celebrate that march from Selma to Montgomery, which they do every year by the hundreds of thousands, that they have a place to go. Right now, when people go to Selma, Alabama, to commemorate that march, they have to either get a hotel in Birmingham or they have to get one in Montgomery. There's not enough hotel space. So within our plan, we're starting a whole new hotel division, a hotel franchise that we're looking for men and women not to just help us develop Selma, but create that into other areas. When it comes to shops and eating places, people come to visit that bridge, and there is no place for them to get something as simple as a coffee, a cup of coffee, to kind of sit down and say, you know what, this is emotional. Wow, I can't believe John Lewis, he went through what he went through, and we're still going through it. How can I help? But when they get there, there's no place for them to go. And the only reason there's no place for them to go is that they want us to forget our history, and if we're not smart and intelligent enough, we're going to let them do it. And we're saying enough is enough. We're going to create our own seat at the table. We're going to create our own table. And the way that we're going to do it is buying up the block and creating new opportunities for our communities so that we can thrive. Excellent question. So just imagine when you get to Selma, Alabama, and you're on this investor tour, we're going to take you to Brown's church where Dr. King spoke. You're going to get to see how close it is to the river of Alabama. You're going to get to see the historical hotel, the St. James. You're going to get to see the buildings that we've purchased and that we're developing, Selma University. And we want to tie the HBCUs to that area to where we can create what we call an innovation district. We want to create our own innovation district where we've got the brightest minds that you can ever think of that are coming out with new medicine, new technology, new processes that we can own and control the manufacturing process as well as the financial and intellectual process of creating new brands and new opportunities for people in our community. Now, I don't know if Ms. Roberts, are you on the call, Sister Roberts? Well, she was going to make it, but she may not have a chance to make it. So I'm going to, we got a few more minutes before we end. Does anyone have a question before I go into our third initiative? All right, so I'm going to,
yeah.
Go
brother,
ahead, brother.
This is...
Go ahead.
Now, this is Director Stone. One of the questions that I have is what would be the qualification for to participate in this group?
Okay, so the first qualification that we're looking at is that you have proof of funds that you can commit capital to investing into the opportunity zones through the Black Belt. So number one, you got to have capital. You can't play in a game of business without any money. And for far too long, African-American businesses have always been trying to string it together. So $25,000, it can be individually, or you can do it as a group of five. And we're not have to invest the $25,000. We're just saying that we got to know that you're serious. All right. Anybody has a question?
Yes, this is our brother, Aziz, Brother Harris. I wanted to know, I wanted the people to be informed, as you spoke about last week, about people having properties where they like to develop these properties into businesses or put buildings on them, apartment buildings or whatever, that you have the company that could finance that type of project.
That is correct. So, like, thank you, Brother Aziz. One of the things that we have to do is not just raise capital, but we have to look at what properties do African Americans own already? And we have to look to see how we can develop those to create cash flow. So we have funding mechanisms in already right now that can get you the funding from a finance standpoint if you want to finance a project. So if you don't want to be a part of investing into an opportunity zone fund and being a part of the bigger development and you want to do something individually, we're not saying don't do that. We just believe that if we focus together, we can accomplish so much more. Because right now within our communities, we are splintered like a shotgun. You know, if you've ever had a shotgun, a rifle, and the bullets go everywhere, that's what's happened in our community. Our money is going everywhere. Our intellectual knowledge is going everywhere except to us. And we're saying let's eliminate that process by having a more laser beam focus, a singular focus where we're working together. So once we develop one area and we complete that project and that it can become self-sustaining, we can move to the next city. When we create self-sustaining cities that have African-American men and women that are high-growth entrepreneurs that can thrive on their own, that means is that we're creating a network of communities that can thrive off of each other, and we become like the distributors and suppliers to each other as opposed to us having to count on China or count on the manufacturers that are there that are already getting all of our money. So by thinking of this as a new paradigm shift, and from a business standpoint, whenever you're able to collapse your supply chain, you're able to increase your profit. And that's what we're trying to get African-American men and women that are in business to understand, that by us working together, it allows us to collapse the time frame and also the ability for us to do much more together than we can ever do apart. Great question, Brother Aziz.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and go to the last initiative. Is we talked about the Black Belt Business Tour, June 18th and 19th, 2021 in Selma, Alabama. We want as many of you as possible to be able to go there. Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we want to be able to create the Opportunity Zone Fund that can invest directly into small businesses all across the Black Belt. And we are looking for your help. If you're not able to help and you know someone that is in business that can make the opportunity to invest in what we're talking about, please let them know about what we're doing. So there's two websites that you can go to. Number one is the New Africa Business Association. So that's the first site that you can go to if you want to pledge to be a part of what we're doing in Selma. The second website that you need to go to is called the Association of Independent Real Estate Experts. This association is working in conjunction with multiple industries to eliminate the lack of representation of African Americans in engineering, architect, design, real estate, and finance, and so many other fields that are related to the real estate industry. And we want to eliminate that by increasing our presence as professionals in those industries to 13% by 2030. And the only way that we can do that is that we need everyone that's on this call, if you're not on this call and you're listening on a podcast or you're in your car, you're driving, or someone told you about it, we need you to commit to doing at least 5 transactions with 5 different African-American businesses within the next 60 days. Now, why is that so important? Within the next 60 days, we will celebrate 2 major events, actually 3. Number 1 it's going to be the one-year anniversary of George Floyd. That day changed America. It changed the world. It changed the way people view African-Americans. And I believe it was a catalyst that helped us get to where we're at today. So that is coming up. The second date that's coming up is May 31st. 100 years ago, on May 31st of 2021, back in 1921, 100 years ago, Tulsa, Oklahoma was burnt down, which is referred to as the Black Wall Street. Not only was it burnt down to the ground, African-American men and women and entrepreneurs were doing exactly what we're talking about right now. They were doing it. Unfortunately, we were not insulated by having more than one place for us to go. And that's why it's so important for you not only to remember what happened, but as we build the Black Belt District, we have to have more than one place that we can go back to. Because when Tulsa, Oklahoma happened, most of those families had to either go to the Midwest or to the Northeast. They didn't have anywhere else to go that was close by. So the lessons learned from what happened back then over 100 years ago is so important for us to commemorate, but also to see how we can push forward so that we can do better. And then the third day is Juneteenth. On June 19th, of 2021, after more than almost 200 and something years, about 150 something, when the slaves were free in 1865, the word got to Galveston, Texas that the slaves were free, and that's when they created a celebration of Juneteenth. This will be the first year in the history of this country since that happened that we're having this as a national holiday. So there is much to be celebrated. So we're asking every entrepreneur, every business person, stop sending your money to Amazon. Find a African-American owned business. If you're in the market of buying a home, find an African-American realtor or a real estate broker. If you need to refinance and you need to get a mortgage or you're trying to expand your business, find an African-American mortgage broker or a financial planner or a CPA that can help you get there. If you're looking to do celebrations for Mother's Day and Father's Day and you want to go buy some gifts or whatever, find an African-American business that you can support. And I'm not asking for you to go find 20 or 30. I'm saying just five. Commit to making sure that you make an intentional effort to do business with five African-American-owned firms, not individuals that work for a company that happen to be African-American. I'm saying an African-American-owned business. And you may have to do your research. You may have to look it up to find it. But if you're able to do that, you're going to create an impact that will never be erased. And it will start a movement far greater than what we've seen in the last 12 months because we control our own destiny. When we start having the conscious and intentional efforts to make sure that we do business with one another, that's how we're going to change our communities. That's how we're going to change our businesses. And that's how we're going to change the whole global aspect of how African Americans engage in business at a high level. And I'm going to close with this. You have any questions before I close? So
no.
About 27 years ago, I got into the financial service business. And I'll never forget it. At the time, I was very young. I was probably 18, 19 years old, didn't know what I was going to do. I wanted to go into the military. And this is a lesson for anyone that's on this call or anyone that has young people that don't believe they can do it. My story is your story. Your story is my story. I went to the military to go in to be a fighter pilot. That was my dream, was I wanted to be in the Marines. And because I had an asthma attack after my 15th birthday, I could not participate. I had no idea what I was going to do. I was a good person in sports. I played sports, decided not to pursue that, and I wanted to find out what I can do. And at the time, my girlfriend, which is now my wife for more than 25 years, she said, Sam, you need to go be a stockbroker. You know, I've been reading, they do very well, and you should go to this school. So she sent me over to this stockbroker school where I can go interview to become a stockbroker. And I'll never forget it. This Jewish American man looked at me and he says, you'll never make it because you're African American and you don't have an MBA. And now, for those of you that are age beyond wisdom, so I'm not going to say age is a number, but I'm saying as you get older, you get wiser. Imagine if I were your son or daughter or your niece and nephew and someone's telling those individuals they can't do something. And we know that not to be true. I was told that I couldn't do something because of how I look. We have so many men and women across this country are being told the same thing today that I was told over 27 years ago. And I can assure you that there were people well before me were told the same exact thing. And the reason why that is happening over and over again is that we as a community have not insulated ourselves with each other by creating an ecosystem that allows us to thrive, creating an ecosystem that makes sure that there are no more Sam Harris's or no more Dr. King's or no more John Lewis's or no more Harriet Tubman's or no more Frederick Douglass, no more Michael Brown's, no more Tamir Rice, no more Ahmaud, no more George Floyd's, to tell you that you can't do something and deny you. And the only way, my friends, that we can stop this from happening is that we have to become owners of large industries. And I appeal to you to join us to change this dynamic for the next generation. When you look out, when you see what the current generation is doing and what they're experiencing, they don't have any direction, not because they're not intelligent, because we're not giving it to them. We haven't created a playbook for them to run. Brother Aziz, we have to create a better playbook.
Absolutely.
For this next generation that are looking at us. You know, when I looked at Anthony Brown's son, Anthony Brown Jr., his son, beautiful, young, black man, having to go through the horrors that he's going through, but he needs a track to run on. And the only way that that's going to happen is that they got to see us being owners of large industries. When you look at every spring break, our youth, they go down to Miami, Florida, and they do business where people don't even want them there.
Right.
We can do this, but the only way that we're going to do it is we have to make a commitment, and we have to recognize that what has been happening is not working.
The insanity is
to continue to do the same thing and expect different results.
So I
appeal to you, everyone on this call, everyone in your network, let's together and let's create a new economy. Let's a new dynamic. Let's create a playbook, a blueprint that our next generation knows how to run on. We should be having generational wealth transforming and transitioning from one generation to the next when we have high growth businesses. Imagine the next generation inheriting a large franchise that we develop. Imagine the next generation inheriting a manufacturing group that we develop. Imagine the next generation inheriting. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
This is Brother Aziz. So I wanted to say that before you conclude again, what I wanted to do one more time was for our listeners out there so they can know where to send their investments that we're talking about, whether it's individual or collective group. I want to let them know my address at the New Africa Business Association, and I want you to repeat it again because we have people coming in our program.
Right above you, above the thing.
No. Was somebody else?
No, it may not be those voices.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I know somebody else was in the background. Anyway, I wanted to let our listeners know in order to...
Okay, if someone's in the background, could you please mute your phone because we can't hear you.
Mute your line, sister.
Somebody's in the background. We can hear everything you're saying. Could you mute it, please? Now, what I was trying to do is, Brother Harris, is I wanted the audience, our listeners, to know your address as well as mine, where they can get in contact with us, because this is something that we don't want to take lightly, and we don't want anybody that's just coming on or that's on right now that haven't gotten this information to get this information. And first of all, I'd like to say, the New Africa Business Association of Washington, D.C., we can be contacted at nabassc@gmail.com. And that's nabassc@gmail.com. Or you can contact us at area code 202-903-7278. We're on every Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m. now, Eastern Standard Time. So we encourage everyone to give us a call and let us know if you're interested in this great opportunity that Mr. Harris is presenting. Also, another one of our numbers that you can get in contact with us at the New Africa Business Association is area code 202-288-5660. That's area code 202-288-5660 or 202-903-7278. And our email is nabassc@gmail.com. And we really want us to contact us. Let us know, because this is important, what Mr. Harris is doing. We're appreciating his time to explain this in detail to us. And all those that are interested in investing, we would sure like you to invest so that you can come down on the 18th and the 19th of June to see this opportunity that exists for us. And Brother Harris, could you give them your information again, please?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Brother Aziz. So our information, if you want to go to AIREE, that's AIREEGroup.com. That is AIREEGroup.com. And go to the event tab and fill out your information, and we'll be able to get you on the list. Our direct telephone number is 813-995-8202. That is to our office. And if you want to contact me directly, you can hit me up at my personal email, Sam, that's S-A-M, at SamGen, that's S-A-M-J-E-N Realty. com. So those are the ways that you can contact us. And just to reiterate, we're looking for serious entrepreneurs that want to not only change the game in their area, but want to change the game in every area where they're African Americans residing in business living. And we want to be able to create a culture and a development to where it's live, work, play, educate by connecting our communities so that we can thrive and that we own the block and create new generational wealth, not just by owning one building, not just by owning a barbershop, pizza shop. We're talking large industries, and we need you to think big. If there's something that's going on in your area, when you email us or you fill out your information, let us know, because we're interested not only in developing Selma, we're interested in over 150 cities across America. Selma happens to be number one because of the significant historical standpoint and what it means to our people. Selma is the place where most of the slaves came through America, or if they came from Virginia or D.C. or North Carolina, they went to Alabama. It's from a historical standpoint, some of the most successful people come from the state of Alabama, but it was also one of the most prized areas for our people. So Alabama and Selma has so much that we have to unravel, and by us starting with Selma, it's going to allow us not only to connect dots, but it's going to allow us to be able to be a laser beam focus in a singular purpose together. So I want to thank everyone for allowing me to speak to you this evening. I've thoroughly enjoyed it, and we're looking forward to seeing you in Selma on June 18th and 19th, 2021. And Brother Z, I give it back to you.
Yes, thank you very much, Brother Harrison. We really appreciate you sharing this information with us, and we hope that you come back on in between now and the time to the event will be in Selma, and again, enlighten some more of our people and our listeners to what's going on. And we thank you, and we pray that you have a great week. And to our listeners, we'd like to know, is anyone out there that have any questions, any questions? Well, I guess no one has any questions.
Brother Zeke, this is Shamora
Williams.
We'll
wait till 8 o'clock.
I don't see people talking. I don't have any questions. Has Brother Harris left us?
I'm still here.
No.
Oh, Brother Harris. This is Shamora Williams from Washington, D.C. I just wanted to reiterate that you are trying to tell our listeners that the doors of opportunity are opening both in the city and in the country or rural places of Selma. There are thousands and thousands of acres that are on sale, and I just wanted you to reemphasize that.
Oh, absolutely. So, Sister Williams, that's a great observation. So, just focus on Selma, but there are over 8,700 opportunity zones across America. More importantly, there are lots of opportunities for us to be able to reclaim the block, but we have to do it in a strategic way to where we're laser beam focused and doing it in a way to where when we leave, that the city is better off than when we came, because the worst thing that we can do is to go to a place and when we leave, it's worse off. And in most cases, the reason why these communities are worse off after someone comes and say, hey, we're going to do development, is that they did not have a singular focus. So by us working together, developing one city, getting a success, getting what we call a win, getting African-American men and women and businesses to compete, because right now we don't compete. Who are we competing against? Who are we leading? Who are we number one in? Are we number one in real estate? Are we number one in finance? Are we number one in landscaping? Are we number one in architect? Are we number one in IT? Are we number one in biotech or medicine? What are we number one in as a group? You know what? I know what they're number one in India, IT. I know what the Jewish people are number one at. They're number one in media and financial services. I know what the Mexicans are number one in. They're number one in construction. What are we number one as African-American businessmen and women, as a collective, not individually? Right now,
right.
We're at the bottom. We're at the bottom of every category. Some of you on this call are doing extremely well. But when we put you into the pool of us as a group, you're doing just as bad as all of us, not succeeding at a high level.
Yes.
So
but that's why
changes.
That's why the Brother Harris, that's why the New Africa Business Association contact information is very important, because you're here tonight, but the New Africa Business Association is here for a long time, every day, 24 hours. And I just
Absolutely.
Want to ask people to just want people to remember to call 301-234-9090 or 202-903-7278. I cannot express hard enough how important it is to take an idea that you have and have a vessel or a tool to make it work. And I do believe that the New Africa Business Association is a tool for the African Americans in the area and in the country to take charge.
Absolutely. I agree with that. I absolutely agree with that. And we need not only for everyone in this call to call, but tell five other people about New Africa Business Association, because the association, we need it to grow. We need it to thrive, because we cannot do this by ourselves. There's so much intellectual knowledge that New Africa Business Association Network has in its own possession right now. And the only way we can leverage that is that we have to be able to put capital to work to where we can see that bring in new opportunities for all of our people to be able to thrive. So I could not agree. I agree with you, and I'm so thankful for the New Africa Business Association, Brother Azeem, Brother Bonham, for allowing me to have this platform to speak with the people. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Brother Harris. I pray you come back again. And Sister Shalor and Dr. Stone, Director Stone, are y'all there?
I am here.
Yes, sir.
The Lord, we yes.
All
yes,
right.
This brother, I think I'm going to have
why don't
to take,
you say
take,
a few words?
Okay, I'm going to take the break and go break my fast, if y'all don't mind, please.
All right. Dr. Stone, go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone. Sister Williams, I wanted to piggyback on some of the things that Brother Harris has just said. We cannot reiterate the need of our people coming together, collaborating, building industries, building cities together. And it is such a need and this day and time, but also we have been afforded an opportunity to the degree with some of the funding that's available for businesses through the Small Business Association. There's some noise
Hello.
In the background, if you would please, so much. Please be mindful of your surroundings as you're on the phone, because it is a great distraction. And Ms. Williams, I've invited some guests on tonight to talk about their products. When I spoke with Brother Bilal, he asked me to come on Wednesday nights and invite some of our business partners and associates to the line so that they could talk about their products, talk about their businesses and what they're doing. I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
No, go right ahead, and you name them 1, 2, 3. You call them out and let them present their product or their business.
All right. Gabrielle Lee, are you on the call?
Yes, I am.
And love, welcome to the call tonight. What about Ms. Cook, Janice Cook? Gerard.
Mr. Browning is on.
Oh, Mr. Browning, on the call tonight?
Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's a privilege and a pleasure.
Well, thank you. Thank you guys so much for joining the call. I'm going to, well, the mics are open, as you know, want you to identify yourself, a little bit about your products. Ms. Williams is there. She's out of Washington, D.C., and for those of you that may not know, I am out of Texas. I'm Eartha Stone. I'm National Director of Black Wall Street of the Women's Council, and I'm housed in Texas. And I want you guys to go ahead and take over the call and tell us about your product, and let's see if anyone have any questions, any concerns. So if you would, please,
okay,
go right ahead.
Oh, man, thank you so much. I'm going to tell you, Ms. Stone, first and foremost, it's an honor to be on this platform. I want to thank you so much. We have so much respect for you. You know, you are really an iconic figure in our community and in our culture, and I love what you represent. And, you know, we believe in entrepreneurship. We believe in community, and we believe in health and wellness, really serious with our company. Our company is Tava, and Tava is actually Hebrew for ark, as in the scriptural reference of Noah's ark. Our company is black-owned, and we're focusing on black excellence. The industry that we are in is health and wellness. We are also using the platform of direct sales. We think the best way that you could move a product or a service to the masses is simply through sampling and through word-of-mouth advertising. We believe in home-based business. I think that is where, you know, the spirit of the entrepreneur is. Because with our business model, it doesn't matter if you just graduated from Yale or just came home from jail. It doesn't matter what your credit score is. It doesn't matter what your assets are. You don't need any bank statements. You don't need any big-time liquid capital. I mean, those are the real things that they use to hinder us. But, hey, I'll tell you what, all you need is some determination and a couple of $100, and you can tap into a trillion-dollar industry. And I'm talking again about health and wellness. And here's the two things that are plaguing our communities: sickness from eating the wrong foods, and lack from not having any money. And that's the bottom line, okay? And you know, all across the country, you know, and the churches and the communities, everybody's got high blood pressure, diabetes. Everyone's obese. Everyone's constipated. Arthritis, cardiovascular issues, and you know, central nervous system issues from a lack of the minerals. And what I'm trying to say is, we're eating a lot of foods that are dead. We're eating foods that are processed. We're eating foods that are genetically modified, right? And we love the foods because they're chemically engineered and they taste good, right? But the bottom line is, we're starving from a nutritional perspective, and because of mineral deficiency, our people are sick. So, and we're not eating according to our DNA, right? We're formed from the dust of the ground, and what's the dust? The soil. What's in the soil? Minerals. We are a mineral-based being, and we're suffering. So what our company did is, we put together products. And listen, you just got to take supplements. Unless you're going to be a vegan or have a raw whole food diet, and you know, unless you're going to eat a completely alkaline and oxygenated diet, you need supplements to offset the toxicities in the food and in the environment. So our company says we are very proud to bring these products to the market, to bring these products to the people. And so we have products that we only have four products. The first product gets all the physical waste out the colon and the intestines, because we're talking about the chakras. You have a lot of black people on this line, African oriented centered people. You got to understand your chakra centers. We have more chakras than other races and ethnicities. And the most important chakra is that gut chakra, right? The core of the body, the solar plex. And when that area is constipated with dead flesh, all sicknesses start, ladies and gentlemen. So our flagship product, which your solar plex is to the human body, is what the equator is to the earth. It's vital region. And so what happens is you got to cleanse it out. Now, once you detox the gut fairly, the body starts to go into like an autocorrect. It's like a self-healing mechanism. So we got a product that gets 10 pounds of waste out of the gut in 10 days. Gabrielle Lee may give her testimony. She's lost 60 pounds. We have, it's weight loss, but it's really getting the physical waste out of the gut, the colon, and the intestines. Last fact there, the average person has between 5 to 25 pounds of waste lodged within the walls of the colon and the intestines. So our Vasea Detox Tea, and you don't have to boil water or steep tea bags. It's just a sachet. It's a packet. You put it in 10 ounces of water. You drink it down, and you have an elimination of waste and toxins. You can do it for up to 30 days. Now, I'm going to give you our second product is a fat burner, because what happens is when you get 30, 40 years of age and above 50, 60, your metabolism slows down. Well, you say, well, what's the metabolism? I've heard of it. It's just biochemistry. That's the function of the body that converts fat cells to energy. So, ladies and gentlemen, what you do is you take a fat burner that reboots the metabolism and gives you a tremendous amount of energy, sustainable energy that's created from the body, not from taking products where you're going to crash. So look at the 1-2 punch. So we're going around the communities that it's a fight against obesity. So we're going around the communities and the churches and say, here's a detox tea that's going to get 10, 20 pounds out of your gut, and here's a fat burner that's going to organically reboot your metabolism and burn fat and give you real energy, right? And all the products are organic, a proprietary blend of herbs and vitamins and minerals. And then our third product is my favorite. The third product is a liquid multivitamin. Why is it liquid? For the absorbability into the bloodstream. All minerals, all vitamins, all enzymes. Listen, if you love someone, you got to get them liquid nutrients, right? Because they need the minerals. Here's the problem. Our bodies are acidic, and our bodies are acidic. And so what you want to do is you want the body to be alkaline, and you want the body to be oxygenated. This one product is a liquid. It's delicious. You take one capful a day. Now, there's no disease that can live in a body that's alkaline and oxygenated. So this liquid Valley 30 is all you need, right? So we detox, we burn fat, we got energy from the liquid nutrition. And our fourth product is amazing. We decided to get into gourmet coffee because coffee is the second highest traded commodity on the globe, second to only oil. It's consumed on every continent. More than half the country drinks multiple cups of coffee a day. So we said, let's get into that space. It's a huge commodity. It's an addiction. But let's make it healthy. That's right. We put the health in the habit. So everybody knows about CBD. Do your research. It's not the marijuana plant. We're not talking about getting high. There's no THC here. CBD is the medicinal property of the cannabis, okay? And it's good for what? Pain. It's good for chronic stress. It's good for, a lot of different issues, okay? But especially chronic pain and stress. And so we infused CBD into gourmet coffee. It's a magnificent product. It's just really amazing, right? So now we also have the gourmet coffee. So those are our four products, ladies and gentlemen. Detox tea, fat burner, liquid multi, and an amazing gourmet coffee with a health benefit. And so we've just been moving these products around the country and getting a lot of testimonies. People are getting instant gratification, and we're healing people. And so what we allow people to do, it's not rocket science. Everybody on this call has heard of Avon. You've heard of Mary Kay. You've heard of Avon, Amway, Herbalife. Listen, I love network marketing, okay? I know so many black men and women who got rich off network marketing. We're doing very well. We have a tremendous amount of, what can I say? You know, you can find jobs that don't work, and you can find relationships that don't work, and you can find network marketing companies that don't work. I'm just proud that our company is a new standard of excellence, and we allow people to have a home-based business and move these products, build teams, and make a lot of money. And if we want to talk about the money, we can do that if we have time. But I just wanted to tell you about the products and what we do. We're offering leaders to connect with us and be a part of a national distribution network, okay? And I mean a national sales team.
Can you
Brother
tell
Brian,
us the name of
– Yes, sir.
I think someone has a question.
No, I don't have a question.
Ask me the question.
Sister Williams again. And this is Sister Williams again. Your products sound wonderful. I just don't know what we should do is make sure that people know again how to get the products and your company name and your telephone number or email address.
Awesome. Gabrielle Lee, would you give your company website, replicated website information, your cell phone number, and I guess if you like your email address?
Okay, thank you, Mr. Brownie, for allowing me to give that information, and thank you all, you guys, Eartha Stone and Ms. Williams, for allowing us to get on the call. My name is Gabrielle Lee, and my telephone number is 832-989-6973. The company name is Taba Lifestyle, and my website is glee.tava.com. You can call me, or my email address is missgabbylee70@gmail.com. You can call me, email me, or you can go to my website for more information. But like I said, like Mr. Brownie said, we are
here. Gabrielle.
Yes.
Give your phone number again and your website again one more time, nice and clear.
Okay. Again, my telephone number is 832-989-6973. And my website is glee.tava.lifestyle.com.
Now, that's, awesome. You know, that's important information, and I just want to remind people how we're getting this information. The New Africa Business Association is bringing you these wonderful introductions to these wonderful products and presenters. And so go ahead.
We have a lot of background noise.
Yeah. Somebody's telling me what. Hello?
I wonder if, yeah. Okay, awesome.
Go ahead, sir.
Ms. Stone, what would you like me to take it from here?
Well, just continue, if you would, please. I know you've discussed the product. If someone would like to be a distributor of the product, purchase a membership with the company. Can you go into details on that? Ms. Williams, are we limited to time? Because
we're
another
not
guest, come on.
We're not. You're bringing the guest tonight. You're bringing the guest tonight, Dr. Stone, so we're not limited to time. But Dr. Stone, please tell people how to reach you. And then we go back to Mr. the presenter
Brownie.
Here. Mr. Browning.
Yes. My email address is ursa_stone@yahoo.com. And again, that's ursa_stone@yahoo.com. My phone number, and this is a cell phone number where you can reach me, is 936-661-7491. My Black Wall Street email address is ursastone, all lowercase, at blackwallstreet.org. And for those of you that are not members, now this call is the African Business Association, and we're part of Black Wall Street. And if you choose to become a member of the Black Wall Street organization, which is a faith-based organization, go to Black Wall Street, all lowercase, all one word, .org/join in order to become a member. And our goal is to reach the nation from city to city and from state to state. Beloved, we as an African-American people, we need to pool our resources together. We need to come together, collaborate, and let's build this kingdom of God. Okay, go ahead, Brother Brownie.
Before Brother Browning continues, Dr. Stone, I just want to remind people, as we present these, as the New Africa Business Association presents the presenters through you and others, Dr. Stone, that we also need our people like Brother Browning and his group to join our New Africa Business Association and to become members of our New Africa Business Association. And I just want to just make sure that people know, and Brother Browning and the presenters know, that you can contact the New Africa Business Association at 301-234-9090. Or 202-903-7278. Our email is newafricaba@gmail.com. That is newafricaba@gmail.com. And the website is New Africa Business, ASSOC.com. Now, in order for us to continue to bring this wonderful information, in order for us to bring you this wonderful information, we need members, and we need our presenters to be members as well. Go ahead, Brother Brown.
Yes.
Brother Brown, you still there?
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Okay. So that's very important, you know, that there's a collaboration. I absolutely agree. Cooperation and collaboration. And we, you know, just have to be in alignment. And all of our business should be reciprocal. And that's how it's always been culturally. I want to just let you guys know, I'm going to, you know, just three, you know, maybe three more minutes. Everything that we are doing is under Ursa Stone's administration. All the production, all the sales of products, and anybody who wants to join our team, because it's network marketing. You will be under Ursa Stone wherever she wants to place you or place the products. So we are not here being overly audacious or ambitious. We have a tremendous amount of order and respect. And so the finances that are gathered will go toward Ms. Stone's discretion to finance, you know, some of the Black Wall Street movements and all the other great movements that the sister just mentioned. So please be clear on that. And here's the deal at the end of the day. It's all about financial literacy. And so let me close out with this. I'm going to be thorough, but I say this in all humility. You know, most of our people are just poor and they're broke financially. And it's because we don't have financial literacy.
Right.
So I'm not thinking too big. I'm just thinking practical. And here's what practical is, my friends. You got residual bills. Everybody listening to me has a car note, a rent, a mortgage. We all got cable bills and internet bills and utilities, water, gas, and electric. These are residual bills. You cannot pay residual bills with an hourly wage. That's called the American rat race. The only way you can pay residual bills is with residual income if you want time freedom. So, what I'm trying to do is not get too fancy, but network marketing is about cooperative economics. There is no freedom until you're leveraged. What do I mean by leverage? You have to incorporate the efforts of others to be a king, to be a queen, to be a boss as an entrepreneur. Now, my father owned a health food store, and I saw the hard work. Yes, ma'am?
I think your product and your information is
all right. Listen,
right,
I'm going to pass the call over to Gabrielle Lee to close out. Okay. Ms. Lee, are you there?
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Okay,
all right,
go ahead and close out, and if you need anything, just let me know, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Great.
And what's the question?
Thank you, ladies.
I would ask Brother Browning and Ms. Lee, and I know that Dr. Stone does this, is to get to their members, the people who are pushing and selling your product, to also become a member of the New Africa Business Association, because through this vehicle, we bring presenters to talk to our public so that they can join and buy those products. So help us out. We need everybody's help at the same time for us to do what we need to do to continue this wonderful conversation online. Go right ahead, Lisa.
Okay, thank you so much for that, and I believe in that we all help us one to another. Okay, so what we're basically saying is we're here to help serve and make sure everyone is living a healthier lifestyle. With Tava Lifestyle, it's all natural products, and we believe in helping others, and we're here to serve. We will be happy to help each and every one of you at your discretion on what you like, and you can individually contact us concerning the products or the business. Like I said, we're in business for ourselves, but we are not by ourselves, and we are here to help serve. So saying that, we appreciate your time and your effort for allowing us to share this information with you guys. Like I said, this is not only help becoming healthier, but you also can become wealthier as well. So we're here to make sure that we all succeed in life. We're trying to reach 1,000, maybe 5,000 men, women, boys, and girls to help fight against obesity, because this is very serious, and we're here to help you and help us become a better person. Any more questions?
Thank you so much.
Right. Go ahead, Dr. Stone.
Okay,
totally
Dr. Stone,
agree.
I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over to you.
Okay. Is there anyone else that have any questions, any concerns? There's still a lot of noise in the background. I'm assuming someone is washing dishes or taking care of their families. But if you would be so kind, please be so kind and put your phone on mute. We would greatly, greatly appreciate it.
So true. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Let's see if we can find that noise. Go ahead, Dr. Stone. Keep talking.
Okay. With both Brother Browning and Ms. Lee, they're talking about network marketing. And I'm a firm believer that prayer moves heaven, and it takes money to move the earth. So all of you that are out there in Radio Land, we need your membership. We need your body, your participation. Brother Harris gave a beautiful outline, and that's going to take some financing to build the city in Selma. It's going to take money, beloved, to move the earth rim. And our elders, former pastors, taught us the gift of giving. And in his word, he would always say, daughter, if you give, God will give it back to you. So take the time. Do your research. Become a part of the organization. Invest in your own success. Because true that is, beloved, there is so many opportunities out here, and there are funding available. We need to tap into this money that's on the table. Use it wisely. Please, use it wisely. Build your business. Creativity is in each and every one of us. God created us.
That's so true.
And he gives us ideas, most products and inventions have been created by an African American. And I won't take it back. Why? Because God gives us creativity. Someone has a question. I'm listening. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I don't have a question. Is anybody out there that has a question? Anybody? All right. Then let me just say this, that the foundation, everything has to have a foundation. The foundation of business growth, of African American business growing and getting larger and larger and larger and more powerful, is through the smallest seed. And I want to thank Brother Bilal Bynum, Aziz Shaheed, and Dr. Stone for the hard work that you do to keep this conversation of inviting people to come and listen to these to our organization to help them get started, or to help them to continue, or to inspire them when they're down. These days with the pandemic, with the divided Congress that we have, is so depressing because we cannot get outside like we would like to, and pray together and see each other and eat together. But know that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, that through this storm there is what? Joy in the morning. So since there is that, again, this would not happen. This would not even be done without Brother Bynum and Brother Shaheed and Dr. Stone. So I just can't say it enough. I want everybody to join the New Africa Business Association and contact Brother Bynum and Brother Shaheed and Dr. Stone. Go ahead, Dr. Stone.
Well, that's pretty much it. I was trying to see if anyone else have any other questions. I have been in contact with a great number of people, inviting them to our calls, each call, whether it be the African Business Association, our Black Wall Street call on Saturday night. People, let's sow and get involved. Let's come together and love one another, because love covers a multitude of sin. Let's build these cities. One thing that happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma, when they bombed that city, it was massive. And a number, hundreds, thousands of people were in one place. But it's kind of like Christ when he died. The devil thought he had him when they hung him on the cross. But little did he know that in 3 days he would rise again. Beloved, we are rising.
Well, we want to make sure that we reach out to everybody of every faith every time we speak, Dr. Stone. And I know you support that position. And I just love to hear you talk sometimes to inspire us to keep looking and marching forward. Now, I'm under no cloud to know that we're in dark days right now. Police are shooting Black Americans. Black Americans are shooting Black Americans. Young children are dying every day unnecessarily. Congress is fighting. But we need to step it up. We can't continue to do the same thing over and over again and expect change to come automatically. We have to step it up. We have to know who we are. We have to gather people together.
Right.
And let them know that they can be business owners, business investors. I think Mr. Harris was talking about the million opportunities in Selma, Alabama. There are several opportunities in all of our cities. I am from Washington, D.C. You'll see your cities are changing. Young people are stepping up. But the older people cannot stop. We have to continue. Dr. Stone, just give your telephone number again while we wait for Brother Bynum and Brother Aziz to come back to us. Give us your contact information again.
Yes. My cell phone number is 936-661-7491, and my email address is Eartha_Stone@yahoo.com. If you can't get me, please leave a message. I do return phone calls, and I do answer my phone, because that is my business/personal number. I even sleep with this phone. So give me a call if you have any questions, any concerns. Would love to speak with you. But again, beloved, this is our set time. So let us move accordingly.
Yes. Let us do that. You know, people, Dr. Stone, I just want to ask your opinion about this while we have a few more minutes. You know that there are this pandemic and this virus spreading and renaming itself and this one surge, second surge, third surge, and fourth surge. No one is talking about how the inmates in our jail cells or how the government is either taking care of the inmates there or not taking care of the inmates there. And here in Washington, D.C., you know, our little jail is not necessarily the best place to be while you're waiting for trial for misdemeanors. And we have several inmates spread out away from their families in other states, and we don't know how they're doing during this pandemic. Now, you say that where you're from, has anybody been talking about our Black brothers and sisters who are in these locations, in these prisons and jails?
I am in a rural area, so one good thing about this area, now there have been families, not a big outbreak. The numbers have been really low in our area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I am roughly about 23 miles east of Huntsville, Texas. Huntsville, Texas,
mm-hmm.
is a big prison city, that is. And I have a really good relationship with Warden Booker there, and they have been on lockdown for months. There has not been a massive spread of COVID-19. They took immediate action in wiping down, quarantining. Most of the inmates have been on lockdown. As far as the jails go here, I cannot say that there has been a large number. There have been several,
mm-hmm.
but not in the masses, not hundreds and thousands, okay, because
good.
Of the prevention that they have taken. But our concerns, you know, they are not letting family members visit. They are setting up stations for them to receive phone calls or at a distance, you know, when they can, mail carriers are coming in, bringing mail, et cetera, et cetera. But visitation has been on a lockdown. No one in, no one out but the guards. So that has been a blessing. That has really been a blessing.
Well, I do hope the public out there, our listeners, there's someone out there that has more news about this population, because many times, Dr. Stone, this is the population that we forget about. We forget about this population. And I'm not saying that they should not be where they are because of whatever crime. I'm saying we still have a obligation to care about them and to take care of them and
most
to keep
definitely.
Them connected
yes.
to their family. That's our responsibility.
Yes.
And even while other populations are making money off of our population in these locations, in these prisons and in these jails, we have a responsibility to watch over those groups that take advantage of our family members who, for some reason or another, went the wrong way, decided to make the wrong decision, and ended up in jail or in prison. And I was just wondering, and your, we have that, and I would like to hear from investors out large who have some type of idea that would reach out to the public about something new with regard to this population, because we cannot afford to forget them. They've got to come back to our community, Dr. Stone. And when they come back to our community, they got to be a citizen, and they got to be able to vote, and they got to be able to make a contribution to their community.
Absolutely. Well, Ms. Williams, that is one of my initiatives. Some things have been put on hold because of the pandemic. But Paul Miller and I, with Friends Pepper Hand Foundation, we have property that we're looking to build houses for inmates. It's the IRR program, Inmate Reentry Recovery Program. One of our teachers, Dr. Grant, Ruthie Grant, she will be teaching computer literacy. She has a team that's working with her, but again, because of the pandemic, things have just kind of been put on hold. So that's where we are with that program. And here, and of course, most of you may know or you may not know that Huntsville is one of the largest prison cities there is. I want to say maybe in the country, the world. We have maybe about 11 to 13 different prison forms in this area. And again, I have been working and speaking with Warden Booker, working really close with them for dates of release and also the probation officers so that we can have a program set up for them when they come out to teach them how to cope in the real world.
Right.
Because some have been incarcerated for so long, they had a cell phone, they got it illegally in the system, you know. But most of them don't know how to turn on a computer or use a cell phone. Some of the basic things, and not only teaching them, but employing them at $18 to $20 per hour. So
does anybody out there have a question on this subject? Hold on one second. Anybody out there, I want to take a slight inquiry. Does anybody have a question on this subject? All right, just go ahead. You know, the reason why I asked that question, Dr. Stone, is because it's not, I know you would agree, $12, even $15 an hour in today's time is not going to help you feed your family. And everybody that's in jail right now, they have a government fine assessed against them, which means they not only serve time in jail, they also got to pay the government back a certain amount of money. So if you are only making $5, $7, or $12 an hour, you will never get out of debt. And I think somehow, if the New Business Association, New Africa Business Association, and you and your groups, we have to think about that, because I strongly believe we have a responsibility, because even in Texas, I'll guarantee you that some of those inmates have come from the District of Columbia. And can you imagine that even though the pandemic has kept people away, but when the pandemic goes away, the people, families in Washington, D.C., they can't get to Texas. They can't.
Yeah.
They don't have the money to go back and forth. You understand, don't you?
Well, absolutely. And another thing, Ms. Williams, there's a video circulating, and to be honest with you, I don't know how much truth there is, but I can say from an inside source, the coast of California, they have set up barricades, not allowing people to come in and out of that state without being COVID tested.
Mm-hmm.
They're making it mandatory that you have to have the vaccine and show proof that you have had the vaccine in order to enter. And to each his own, not coming against anyone's faith, but there's a lot more to this than what we've been told.
Right. I agree with you 100%. But I do know one thing. That wearing the mask is not going to hurt you. I know that. If you don't want to get the vaccine, stay away from somebody if you're not going to wear a mask. You know. And I think our organization, the New Africa Business Association, your organization, we must remind people how we protect each and every one of us, not just by having money, but what to do with the money once we get it. You're trying to come up with a program that will educate and prepare inmates to return to the community. That's wonderful. That's just wonderful.
Yes, please.
I also think that the children going back to school programs, you got to watch out for them and watch out for the teachers who have to educate the children because they have to be vaccinated. They have to get vaccinated. Don't you think?
Yes, ma'am. They're making it mandatory in the schools.
Yes, they should.
The teachers
mm-hmm.
and the children. They made it mandatory.
I do believe that the programs that you have and your membership and our membership, I know we can touch all parts of this country. And I appreciate the listeners that come on and make a contribution to, at least just listening is making a contribution to our program and our membership.
Right. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And we want to remember the vets, too, Ms. Williams. Mr. Miller has a passion for the vets because he's an ex-veteran. And they are building villages for the vets. Some places here they've started to build the tiny homes for the veterans. And they have doctors and teachers that's going to be helping them, teaching them, because some have some issues because of, being in the military. So that's another program that we're working on. And I'm just honored and blessed to be a part of what they are doing.
Well, you know, the thought just crossed my mind that it would be wonderful even if we could get the inmates across the country, the veterans across the country, to join our membership, a new business association. That way they would have a way, especially our disabled veterans and our inmates across the country, once they return to the community, they would have banks, an investment in being productive in the community if they would find a way to have their family members sign them up to the New Business Association, sign them up to your association. We don't talk about that. We don't talk about how to expand our membership. We talk about how to the same membership, but we don't talk about how to expand our membership. And I think that we have to reach out to all communities, wherever they are. Don't you agree?
I totally agree. Yes, because we are stronger in masses than we are individually.
Absolutely.
Any man that stands alone can island that sets off to itself. But if we come together, we can be an ocean or a sea.
That is so true. And I want us to concentrate on the population that is least likely for us to be contacting, like the inmates or like the disabled veterans or like the veterans. Mr. Miller, who is got a passion for veterans. I got a passion for veterans too. Everybody in my family, except for one, joined the service. Now, we have got to make our contribution, and you and I have. We're making our contribution. We have got to even go to the students who are in high school, who are 18 years of age, who don't know what route they're going to take when they go to college. They've got to get into the New Business Association and get started. Somehow we've got to reach out to these populations that we're not reaching out to.
Right, right. We are looking to teach the youth trading through 4X. And we have teachers that are going to be coming on talking about the
All right.
Program and how to get involved, how to get their membership started so that they can learn how to trade on the trading platform.
Well, I don't want to talk about how old I am, but at one time you learn a field and you stuck with that one field. Now you can branch out. You can be a teacher, an investor, an entrepreneur all at the same time.
Yes.
Well, you know, we're closing. You and I, we're closing down this conversation. So go ahead and give us a few more of your wonderful words before we have to say goodbye to our audience.
Okay. Well, I want to thank each and every one that came on to make up this radio broadcast on tonight. We ask that you join us again next Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and I think that may be, is it 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, if no mistake?
Join us. 7 over here. Yeah.
7 over there. Okay. Then I'm
yes,
Central.
Yes, 7 on the east side.
Okay. And 7, 6, 8, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time for the second session. Needless to say, Brother Bilal have given us 2 hours on Wednesday to expound, invite, bring other guests on, and be ready for the next
and join
Wednesday
and an opportunity yes. and an opportunity to join the African American the New Africa Business Association. Please call 301-234-9090 or 202-903-7278. The email is
newapplicant.com. Girl, you're watching me. Every time I turn my head, you're all I see. To look in your direction, it appears that you're paying no attention. But soon as I walk,
if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? How long have you hated your white teacher? Who told you you loved your black preacher? Do you respect your brother's woman friend and share with black folks not of kin? People must prove to the people
a better day is coming
for you and for me. With just a little bit more education
and love for our nation
would make a better society. Now some of us would rather cuss and make a fuss than to bring about a little trust. But we shall overcome, I believe, someday, if you'll only listen to what I have to say.
And how long have you held your white teacher?
Who told you you love your black preacher? Can you respect your brother's woman friend and share with black folks not of kin? I say now people must prove to the people
a better day is coming
for you and for me. With just a little bit more education
and love for our nation,
would make a better society. And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was...